Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. And of course, I say the same darn thing every time, every show I have. I am so happy and excited to be with you. Oh, and thank you. I just got a ding. I have to turn my cell phone off because I don't want this ringing during the show, and it's a message, and so that'll have to wait for later. But anyway, without further ado, I just want to say how excited I am for the comedian that I'm having on tonight. I've seen him three times already in the state of New Jersey, and he is from New Jersey, and they call him the bad boy. He is the New Jersey's bad boy of comedy. And it's Mike Marino, and I tried to have it be a surprise, but then my studio that I work from put it on Facebook so everybody knows anyway. So welcome, Mike Marino. Welcome to my show.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to be on your show, Nancy. Thanks for having me in.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't let you get out of New Jersey this time without being on my show. I would have hunted you down. I would have had to try to find that Vinny guy with the baseball bat and just, you know, I really am so overjoyed that you're on. I'm so happy that we could do this because, like I said, in my promo that thank you, Facebook, very much for not letting me put all of it on there, but I'm sure within the next day or two I'll be able to, and I will be putting it everywhere with the interview. But I wrote how much I enjoyed Mike, and I would just be laughing and tears would be coming down my eyes, and then I would, you know, you don't even want to get up to go to the restroom, and you need to because he's so funny, but you don't want to miss a word, and that's what I put about Mike. For me, I hang on every single word because I don't want to miss anything, and he's so damn funny. So Mike, I'm going to ask you one question, and most people are familiar with the show, but for those that aren't, it's about childhood memories and how they influenced you to becoming who you are today. So, Mike, and I have to slow down because I am like an A-type personality, charged up. It's a good thing I didn't have any coffee before the show. But who influenced you the most when you were growing up and why, Mr. Jersey Boy, bad boy?
Well, quite honestly, I never set out to be a comedian. I grew up doing television commercials when I was 14 through my 20s. I still do commercials to this day. But I was apple pie, blonde-haired, blue-eyed actor, and I was always doing commercials. It wasn't until I was around 29 when I first moved to California that people were telling me, you know, people from New Jersey always seem to be so funny. So I ended up grabbing the microphone and cracking some jokes talking about my family. But my influence would have been Rodney Dangerfield because I grew up watching Rodney's shows, his movies, and I always used to listen to his albums.
Right. I can't get no respect. That's why I love you so much, because he's my all-time favorite male comedian.
Yeah.
Can't get no respect.
One of
oh
the greatest
gosh.
Taglines of all time. No
yeah,
respect.
It's true. It's true. I loved him. I can envision him right now till this day. And I think you're right about that, the California people telling you that New Jersey people are funny. I've been told myself, people have said, oh, Nancy, and Kyle, my friend, you know, from the Pony, goes, Nancy, he overheard me telling some girls some joke, you know. And actually, they weren't jokes. They were just true life stories that I had that happened to me. And they were laughing, and they were hysterical, and Kyle was there, and he's leaning over, and I turned around. I said, Kyle, are you around? He said, I'm going to be my pants any minute, Nancy. And he said, you are so damn funny. I never knew you were so funny. But anyway, yeah, we are funny because we have to be to stay in New Jersey with the weather. But Mike, tell me more. So at what age did you start being a stand-up comic? Like what age?
29 when there was a comedy competition on the Jersey Shore. And I had already been getting recognized all my life for being on television commercials. And when I walked into the room, people were saying, oh, that's Mike Marino from United Airlines. That's Mike Marino from Kentucky Fried Chicken. I was actually on As the World Turns for a year. So I was always getting recognized. And I just said, well, I might as well just go ahead and grab the microphone. I can do this. I have an acting background. And it came naturally. I just grabbed the microphone and I could just start talking about my parents and people would fall on the floor laughing because I already had a rhythm from all the acting background that I had.
Exactly. And it was just meant to be. I mean, I really believe in that. I really believe that we become. I mean, we are, you know, so many different things, of course, our parents, our environment, our experiences. We are just a sum total of all of those things. And you were just meant to be a comedian. And like I said, I mean, I just think you are hysterical, and I love every show. I was hunting down. I wanted to find that picture that I had taken with you and Sundra Kroonquist at the last show, and she was wonderful, too, as well. I want to get in touch with her, too, one of these days and have her on my show as well. But that show was just phenomenal. And maybe you want to tell us a little bit about, like, what you're doing, like, recently now, because I know you're not touring solo. So why don't you tell us all about what's going on with you now?
Well, I did the Paramount originally in 2006 by myself because a bunch of people were telling me I could be, like, the so-called Bruce Springsteen of stand-up comedy with the blue-collar attitude and just the whatever it was. And that was at a time where the area was condemned and no one was going inside the Paramount for years. And I only wanted the theater because it was going to be for free so that we could fill it and shoot.
Exactly. Excuse me, though, but was that with Marta, with my friend Marta Celica?
No.
Was she involved in that one, or that was the second one that you were? She was involved in with Nick Clemens? I think that was the second time that I saw you. But anyway, continue, please, because I don't know about, you know, the background of the first show that I saw and your career.
No, the first show that I did at the Paramount was 2006. It was long before I ever met Marta, long before I ever met Nick Clemens, long before I ever even knew that Paramount or Asbury Park would even be part of my life. I actually got the idea out of California, not even New Jersey. Pretty wild, huh?
Yes, definitely.
So we did
well,
that.
You know, yeah, that's great. Well, I love Asbury. I grew up in Asbury Park, so I don't know if you know that, but I guess it's all over the place. I did grow up in Asbury Park. And I love, have an absolute love, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, is because I'm giving back. I had such a great life growing up in Asbury. And my father was superintendent of the Carroll Construction Company, and so he built, like, Seaview Towers and libraries and hospitals, and he built boats before Henry, so we always had boats and stuff. And I had a really good life, you know, and I was a troubadour. I'm a musician, singer, songwriter, guitar player. So I sent you my CD. I'm sure if I didn't, I will online. But I just am giving back now, and that's why I'm doing the radio. And the radio happened because my song went, like, worldwide, my three first songs that I recorded a long time ago, and Joey Reynolds called me up from New York City. He didn't call me. His talent buyer called me. And from that first night, I knew I was going to do broadcasting, and it's history from then. But I'm not, like, successful like you are. I mean, I'm successful. I'm not making any money. I mean, this is all for fun and for free. But I'm so thrilled for you. I mean, because you are the guy. So, okay. So from 2006... I'm sure I was there. So, but tell us more about, like, how you got that idea to come into Asbury. Who told you to come to Asbury? I mean, you're from New Jersey, so. What part of New Jersey did you grow up in?
Steve Trepp. I was born in Jersey City. I grew up in Scotch Plains. It was
my
Steve
daughter
Trepp,
Nina was born in Jersey City. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, my daughter Nina was born in Jersey City. Tell me to just shut up. Oh, I forgot to do this in the beginning. In the beginning of all my shows, I have to tell my guests, hey, listen, don't feel bad. Just say, Nancy, would you keep quiet now? I mean, you're doing the show for me, okay? Just keep quiet. Everybody knows your story. You've been back in New Jersey for 12 years. We're tired of hearing you already about you. We know about you. So they want to know about you. Just tell me to keep quiet. Okay.
It's your show.
Yeah, but still, no. Vinny was on. He goes, Nancy, everybody loves your stories. I said, look, I don't want, please help me here. I'm asking you to help me to keep quiet. It's an OCD thing, you know. I can help. I want to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to tell us a joke or something?
Well, it's hard to get a word in edgewise, Nancy. You just correct me.
I know it. That's what you're supposed to tell me. Go ahead.
Well, if everybody's been telling you, then maybe you should just listen to that a little bit.
Keep quiet.
Funny story.
I'm going to listen. Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
No, I'm going to put a tape on. Here, I got a little piece of tape. Here we go. Go ahead. I got tape on my mouth right now. Okay.
The first time I met Vinny Lopez, I was on that show, Joey Reynolds. We were on the Joey Reynolds show together in New York City, 2 o'clock in the morning. I remember when I was plugging the Paramount. I was coming in to do my first event. And he said, "Do you know who I am?" And I said, "No, I don't." He said, "I'm Vinny Lopez, and I used to be in Bruce Springsteen's band." And I says, "Well, I'm Mike Marino, and I'm performing in Asbury, so let's go do the show together." And we went from the green room to the show together and became friends ever since. And that's why I did his roast when they had the Vinny Lopez roast about 6 months back. And that's when the Asbury Park people came back at me after all these years and said, "Why don't you do the Paramount this summer?" And I told them because the last few summers they kind of ruined it by making it a comedy festival. And no one came to see the festival. They only did like maybe 200-300 seats. So whenever I did the Paramount by myself, I averaged at least 1,000. In the first 2 years, I did 1,700, which was above what it seats. So I'm one of the rarest comedians to go in there and actually sell out that theater. And I did it 3 years in a row before I ever had to stay away and just do my own thing. So I hadn't been in there in a couple of years. After this particular summer, they already called me and said, "Would you come back next year?"
Oh yeah, and I hope you do because it was phenomenal. And you know,
Go ahead.
I'll promote it. You just have to let me know in advance. And I'm surprised I wasn't at Benny's roast because we are really best of friends for years and years and years. And you know, he was friends with my brother Billy. Oh, I took the tape off. Of course, I have to put it back on again. But it's uncomfortable having tape on your mouth. They used to make me sit in the corner, you know, when I was in grammar school. I went to school with Vinny Lopez and Danny DeVito. And what's her name? Williams, the one that's on TV that has her talk show. But anyway, Wendy Williams. Okay, I'm putting the tape back on. Okay, go ahead.
Story.
It's scotch tape. Your story. No, tell me more. But yeah, what hospital? You must have been born at the same hospital my daughter was born at in Jersey City because I was living in Weehawken at the time. I left high school. I went directly to New York City, Madison Avenue, and worked in Madison Avenue. Now, I was offered a here I go again talking about me, of course. It's all about me. But, you know, I was offered with Columbia Records for my music when I was 18 years old. I've been offered 3 contracts for my music and never signed anything. Like, how stupid is that? Well, it's just that, I don't know. It's just the way it is. I don't know. I guess I'm just basically a lazy person. I don't like to make commitments or anything like that. You know, I had the greatest guy. John Harrington was on my CD. You haven't heard my CD, have you?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, you're going to be very surprised. Well, I was surprised to hear because I don't remember seeing you, Mike, on commercials. But I wasn't really much of a TV person when you were coming up doing that. I was really working and busy, and I was in San Diego at the time. I was in San Diego for 28 years. I left here in my 30s. In fact, Bruce Springsteen kissed me New Year's Eve at Big Man West Club, Happy New Year, Nancy, at 12 o'clock midnight. And then I left like a week later, and I took off with my guitar in one hand and clothes in my other and sent my daughter off to San Diego, Carlsbad, 28 glorious years. But getting back to you and the you know, it takes a lot of discipline to do what you're doing. A lot of discipline, a lot of commitment, a lot of dedication. So I really commend you on that. See, I'm like, oh, gosh, let's see. I don't know if I want to do that on the 23rd. I might not feel like it. I mean, I'm just basically spoiled. I don't know what to say about it. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Well, as long as you're happy, this is your show. Do what you need to do.
I'm thrilled. What were you doing before? Were you doing the dishes or getting a glass of water or cooking or something like that? I was hearing all these noises in the background.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm just walking around my house making myself a sandwich while I'm on the Nancy Ryan show.
yeah, it's Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park style. Yeah, yes, and you should be doing, do whatever you want. I mean, you know, but
I feel like saying
this
is the Mike Marino show and here's Nancy Ryan. Go for it.
No, it's Ryan Rocks It with Mike Marino.
Oh, Ryan
Rocks
It. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I am rocking it. I'm rocking it with you. I am definitely rocking it when I have Mike Marino on my show. I mean, you know,
uh-huh.
I mean, how much further can I go than that? I mean, I'm topping it off now, you know, as far as 3 years in broadcasting with the people I'm getting on. You know, I get emails, you know, from people asking to be on my show, and it's wonderful. It's just really wonderful because it's something that I could do, and it's, you know, it's giving. It's giving. So...
Uh-huh.
So how did this Vinny character come about? Or how did the Vinny character come about with the baseball bat? Like, is there
well,
any Vinny in your family?
Growing up
Italian
and having a lot of wise guys in my family. And,
yes.
That's the way we took care of our problems. There was no such thing as a lawyer.
Oh, my God,
there
I almost choked myself.
There was a thing called a Louisville slugger.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I didn't know that. I'm having a delicious drink right now. It's a not alcoholic.
Oh,
I don't drink. It's a protein drink with a frozen banana and all that. But okay, so I didn't know about the Louisville Slugger, and that. I mean, I know Vinny is a very popular Italian name. I married an Italian, Cucurullo. A lot of Irish.
Oh, right.
My brother Billy married an Italian. Then
mm-hmm.
I'm second, and my brother Billy's very well-known in the music business. He's second on the monument in Asbury Park, you know. So when you
uh-huh.
go over to the Paramount, go look, and it says Johnny Shaw, Billy Ryan, and then Bruce Springsteen, and that's my brother Billy. He's a jazz
uh-huh.
blues player. He was the lead guitarist with he was supposed to go with Bruce. Bruce wanted him, but he didn't go with Bruce. He went with James Cotton Blues Band. He's 5 years older. And then he
mm-hmm.
went with Clarence Clemons and the Red Bank Rockers on tour for a year and a half. But... Mike, how do you do this? Like, as far as, I mean, this is like a full-time job for you now, and you still do commercials, and you travel around. It's a big, it's a lot of hard work.
I've been touring for 22 years. I'm on a plane
mm.
every Thursday and Tuesday. I've been all around the world. And 2016
mm.
will be my biggest tour. I'm going to go to Dubai, Malaysia,
oh.
Japan, Hong Kong,
oh.
the Netherlands. Australia.
Can I come? I'll shut up, I promise. I'll have to have an operation. I'll have to have my teeth put braces on and have my jaw shut. Oh, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. When is that going to start? Now, next year, you said?
January.
In January. Wait, that's right. That's around the corner. Oh, you lucky
yeah.
ducky. You are tall.
Well,
you deserve it.
Mm-hmm. I'm on tour
you
right
deserve
now.
It.
I have a few shows to do here in New Jersey, and then I'm going to get on a plane and leave on the 30th or the 31st for back to Los Angeles and back here, back there. I have a place on both coasts.
Mike, they are going to love you anywhere you go, anywhere you go. And let's face it, I think we're really, really blessed. Like when you said that people told you in California, people from New Jersey are funny. New Jersey, you know, a lot of times people go, oh, New Jersey's got a bad rap, you know, and the people there are, you know, criminal, they're all in the mafia and silly things like that. But, you know, New Jersey has really helped me in my career as well as far as pushing me with my music. I have a song that's, no, I don't want to talk about me. All I want to say is New Jersey, if you're from New Jersey, people want to know about you. And I think it goes along, too, with the Bruce explosion. Like, I grew up in the 60s. I'm older than you are. So I grew up in the 60s in Asbury Park. So I was here during that, just before Bruce, going up to the upstage and all that. And I don't think there could be any better place to grow up than here. I'm serious about that, really. Other than, and even the weather. When I was a kid, I mean, I don't know about you, like, when you were growing up, were you, like, did you love the change of seasons and go out? Were you a kid that liked to do sports and things like that?
Yeah, my beach life was in Belmar. We had a beach house down there for 20 years.
Mm.
And we used to party with everybody and go to all the different clubs. And, yeah.
So
I
are
had
you
a great
surfer?
Life on the Jersey Shore. I grew up
are
surfing there. I still have 6 boards.
Oh, wow. I was
me
a body surfer.
My 2 brothers go surfing all the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never did got up on a board. I was an ice skater, though. I used to ice skate at the casino in Asbury Park. I took lessons for like 3 years, and I loved that. But I loved body surfing, loved body surfing, and I think that I was pretty damn good at it. And I was a runner, too. I was a really good runner. I used to run against the guys when I was in like grammar school and beat them. So I was very athletic and always out there. I have had so much energy. It's just too bad that I didn't make it in. Well, I shouldn't say that. I lived wonderful in San Diego, and I made a lot of money, and I lived really good, and I had a 5-bedroom house that I lived in. And my bird had his own bedroom. It was like, you know, I've done that lifestyle, and it was really great. Because now I'm just happy to be, like, doing shows and having people, like having Mike Marino call me up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, get a word in edgewise.
Well, I'm happy to call in. I'm happy to be on your show. If your listeners want to find out where I'm going, just go to mikemarino.net. I'm touring the entire world. I'll be in Asbury Park, near Asbury. I'm going down to Point Pleasant this Sunday night with two of my favorite comedians, Uncle Floyd and my buddy Mike Wheels Parisi. And we're going to be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club this Sunday, late afternoon at 5 o'clock. It's going to be a great show. You come and have spaghetti and meatballs and watch three Italian comedians.
Oh, wow. My girlfriend is coming down from Bambrook, Trina. Mm-hmm. And she was at your show, and she loved, of course, who doesn't? Who doesn't like you, Mike? Come on. Gosh, I don't know what we were planning. Well, I know what we were going to plan to do, but I just signed up as a volunteer for the SPCA in Wall Township. So we were going to go over to the SPCA, and she's looking for a new cat. But if we're in that area, maybe we'll stop by. We'll see what happens. I'll talk to her about it tonight when I talk to her. And I have my daughters in from Florida, Clearwater. But, and I, too, have your schedule. So I can post that up on my page for you. If you give me the permission to do that, I can type out your schedule from, like, tonight on and just put it on there. And then it will go into my news feed, into the news feed as well, all over. And the pages that I promote worldwide, so... I love doing this. It's amazing, like, how much I love to do this for people. I can sit here for hours and promote you, like, all over and just be so happy to do that for you and for all my guests, because I just admire and love the arts. I just love the arts. Not just musicians and comedians, but painters and anyone that's creative. And a lot of people I find are duly, you know, like you're an actor and a comedian, you know. And Paul Lanier is a, you know, he was a musician first and then a comedian. And I'm a musician, and now I'm, you know, like a radio show host. Never knew that I would be a radio show host. I love it. People go, why don't you go to a national radio station? I'm like, well, because I like this. I like this. I don't want to go back to work. I haven't worked since I was 55 years old. That's like over 14 years ago at least.
Mm-hmm.
But, so Mike.
That's fantastic.
Where's Vinny tonight? I guess you have do you have like a red telephone or something? Do you have like a red telephone that you push button and it like goes to Vinny when you need him?
Yeah, well, whenever I need him, I just give him a call.
I really
but you can
want
follow me
you.
On Twitter, and you can go to Facebook, and you can do all
there
that good
go.
Stuff. And if anybody, wants to come and see a show, that'd be great. All right?
You can't go yet. Mike, can't go
oh,
yet.
No?
Look, I'm being ahead of myself. I'm keeping quiet. This is the best I've... No, this is one of the best times I've quiet as I've been. Really, I'm just being quiet and listening to you and thinking, wow, this guy's going to go to Dubai. Oh, my goodness. And all these wonderful places. I have that wanderlust. That's what they call it, wanderlust. But I don't know if I'll get... Well, you know, you never know what's going to happen in your life. You just, you know, each day is a new adventure. But I want to thank you for bringing this warm weather from California, because for this time of year, it's unusual for it to be so beautiful out here. It's really gorgeous. I was out today and loving it. It was just gorgeous out. What else did I want to ask you about? Oh, I did. I wanted to ask you about, like, you know, you have siblings?
I have an older brother and a younger brother. And my older brother, as you know, is in the Paul Marino band, which
That's
I have
right.
Works for me all the time.
That's right. And your parents, were they from Italy, or were they, like, you know, second generation, or?
My mom was from Italy. My father is not.
Is your father not Italian?
No,
he must be with Marino, is
Italian
your name.
Too.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's a full-blooded Italian, too.
I would think so. I would think so with the name Marino. See, I'm a Ryan, so I'm Irish-German. But I married, like I said, all my brother married an Italian, I married Italian. Then let's see, who else married Italian in my family? But Irish and Italian kind of hook up a lot, I guess. But I'm single now for, like, oh, my God, 16 years. And you know why?
Oh, yeah?
Because I talk too much. My
you
family goes, you talk too much, you worry me to death. Hey, if you're around tonight, you should come down to Sawa. You know the Gilmore girls, right? Sherry Gilmore and Lori Gilmore?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, well, they sing with Joe Bonanno and the Godsons of Soul. But Sherry's been doing for, like, and Sawa's a great sushi place. It's in Pier Village in Long Branch. Tonight should be a really good night. No, why are you laughing?
Because, I mean, I've never heard anybody talk so much in my life. You're unbelievable.
I'm going to be singing tonight. I am.
Go
ahead
and promote yourself. It's your show.
No, I'm promoting Sherry. It's Sawa. Sawa.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's going to be a
and
lot of great singers.
And you're going to sing there tonight, too?
Oh, I sing. It's karaoke night.
Oh, it's karaoke. Okay.
Yeah, and there's a guy that sings just like Bruce Springsteen. If you close your eyes. Yeah, they call him Frankie Oki. If you close your eyes, Mike, you will think that Bruce is in the room. I was just dancing with Bruce on Father's Day weekend at the old mill. And his mother, he wanted his mother to go home, and she didn't want to go home. So she's putting her hands out to me and dance more. And when I dance, I don't talk, which is good. And when I sing, I don't talk, which is good. When I sleep, I don't talk. And I sleep a lot, 10 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
10 hours. So I really only talk when you figure subtract 10 from 24.
What type of show is it, the Sawa Grill tonight?
It's a karaoke, and she's the best, Lori, and she's Sherry, rather. Sherry is beautiful and talented.
Can anybody
and it's
go
her
on?
Daughter. Yeah, she calls people up. Yeah, you can sign up. You want to sing? Are you a singer, too?
No, I
come
can't
sing.
Sing.
Oh, well, who did you have in mind for singing tonight? Anybody?
I don't know. I might
just
surprise
come and,
you.
Just come and enjoy and have. Oh, the sushi's delicious. It's a great place. You've been to Pier Village, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes,
well, it's right on the corner there, and it's kind of catty corner to, I think, McClune's. But it's from 8 till 11, so it's an early night. That's what I love about it. Did you really never hear anybody talk as much as me? I'm going to get a complex.
Not on the radio, not like this. No, you're pretty, you're right out there, I'll have to say.
Well, it is what it is. I mean, you get what you, whatever that saying is about, what you see is what you get,
you get what
or
you
whatever,
pay for.
But. You get thanks a lot. Hey, I don't know how to take that.
That's the saying you're trying to express yourself.
You
were looking
for
the saying. That's it.
Is that what I was looking at?
Well, that's
no,
what
I don't pay for this show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't pay for the show. I mean, I pay for the show in my time, my personal time. If you want to put a dollar value on it, really, it would be a lot of money. But if you turn it around and look at the real way, to get someone like you to come on a radio show, I mean, I don't really know. I have to call a national. You know, my friend is. In fact, I'm going to ask him. My friend Chris Jordan. He's the entertainment and features editor for the Asbury Park Press, and he's on my show. In fact. Tomorrow night, because you missed last night, so we had to do it tonight, so I'm doing three shows, in order, and I just stood up because I have to, like, digest this thing about you get what you pay for. So I'm going to ask him, like, to get somebody like you to come on a show, I have to pay you to come on my radio show, like a national radio show?
No, any touring entertainer. Go ahead.
No, I'm waiting. I'm keeping quiet. I'm not going to say another word.
any touring entertainer has a publicist that hooks them up with shows. And any entertainer who wants to sell out goes on every show you can think of.
Sell out. Yeah, sell out. Yeah, sell the room out. Yeah,
you
get people
to know
about you.
You want to send people to you, yeah.
I'm going to tell you what. People, I think most people really like it that I talk a lot because when even nonverbal talking or body language and stuff like that. But like my talking, what I do for the people that are on my show, I'm very quiet because I'm just sitting at my laptop and I'm posting you all over the world. And I have friends all over the world. And every day I get between 20, 30, and 40 friend requests from places that I'm, you know, don't know if I should, like, be accepting friends from. I'm walking around my living room. This is the first time I've ever done that. See, you've got me nervous now. Anyway, I never got up. I usually just sit, you know, don't get up. I'm going to sit down again. But so everybody, I think because I grew up in Asbury Park, people have an interest in me. And I think it's because of all the people that I know, and they see me with pictures of Bruce everywhere. They see me with pictures of all of these celebrities and people that they want to know, with, you know, with Vinny and with all these people. So they want to be friends with me because they want to, you know, talk about Bruce and Vinny and people that they really are attracted to and who they admire as musicians and comedians and artists. And I'm more than happy to, like, be friends with them. And if I happen to be online, we'll chat for a little bit. And I just enjoy giving away. I had my grandmother, Nana, my mother's mother told me, Nancy, do not ever, 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 feel bad about what you give away, whether it is of your time, your talent, your money, your whatever it is, whatever, because it all comes back tenfold. And, of course, it creates excellent karma. I mean, it's just, I mean, I don't do it for that reason. It's not like I go, well, I think I'm going to do all this for everybody else because then they're going to give me comp tickets. I mean, it's not like that. It's like maybe some people think that. It's not like that. However, a lot of people do give me comp tickets, but it's not, I just do it because it's in my heart to do it, and I enjoy it. I enjoy hearing about people and their lives and their experiences and how they got where they were. So.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm glad that you enjoyed
it. Yeah, Vinny was supposed to interview me last January, but then he got so busy, you know, when he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that, you know, he hasn't done it yet. But I'm going to get in touch with Vinny because I do want him to interview me because I, you know, have a lot of I was asked to do a documentary. I was just in a documentary. Here I go about me again. But anyway, I'm doing a lot of things, and I'm going to be 69. Come on.
Well,
I'm
going to
be 69 years old in December, next month.
Uh-huh.
And I've lived a very exciting life. I mean, I don't even, you know, I have a lot to say. I guess that's why I talk a lot. But but a lot of people don't know what I've done and who I've met and who I've been with and what I've done and stuff like that. And, well, it's going to be a tell-all book. I may have to change some names to protect the guilty. But, you know, whatever. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, I never got in any real trouble in my life, but I just like to have fun. Girls just like to have fun. Girls just want to have fun, like Cyndi Lauper.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a quiet, laid-back guy when you're not up on that stage.
Well, no, but I'm very respectful when I'm on radio shows, and I've been on millions of radio shows. And you let the host run the show, so I'm letting you run your show.
Really?
Yes.
I want you to run the show. I wanted you to just, but you know, I wanted you to, you can do whatever you want on my show. I mean, that's what I say in the beginning, of course. And well, I don't know what to do. Look, I've tried everything. If you have any suggestions, I mean, I wanted an old-fashioned egg timer, and somebody promised me they'd get me one. I can't find one anywhere. I guess I could go on I could Google it, I suppose, or go on Craigslist. I don't know where I find an old-fashioned egg timer, but I need a one-minute egg timer because I'm not going to get down on myself for talking so much. It is my show, so I can talk if I want, but I don't want to talk as much.
This is your show, and you're the leader of your show, and we got to follow along. So this is the way you do your show. Growing up in television and doing radio, I always just do what the radio host guides you to do. You sit there until they introduce you, and you speak when you're spoken to.
When
this is the way you run your show.
You know what? When I went to Joey Reynolds' show, you know what they told me? I was there like you, 1 o'clock in the morning. And I had been listening to him on the radio, on my radio in the car. I didn't even know who he was till I got there. And I was with another fellow musician that went up with me, a friend of mine. And I sat there and I said, oh, my God, I recognize that voice. Oh, this guy is going to really, really challenge me because he's brilliant. And you know what they told me, Myra Channing told me? Nancy, when you get in there, talk. Interrupt him. Talk as much as you can. Because if you don't, you won't get a word in. Because Joey Reynolds is the same way. Talk, 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 talk. And that's what I did. I just started talking and yakking. Hey, Joey. You know, I just jumped right in there. And they made me bring my guitar and sing the song Indecision. And by the way, you know who my lead guitarist was?
Who was your lead guitarist at that time?
Oh, that's so funny. You're so funny, Mike. My lead guitarist was my good friend, John Harrington, who is on tour right now.
Oh, my God. Did you used to play with John Harrington?
John Harrington was on my – he was my lead guitarist on my CD.
No way. Tell me about
John on six of my songs. What?
Six? That's exciting. Six shows. Six songs.
Six tracks. You know, he was on six tracks on my CD. I have 12 songs on my CD. He was on six tracks of my CD. Yep, and he did play, and after he did lead guitar, and I'm sitting there going, okay, John, do this. Play the guitar like on this song. It's called, it's a song about the end of a love of romance. It's a, you know, the end of a relationship, and it's about in the wintertime and being alone at that time. And so it's called Can It Be Real? So I'm going, okay, this is the beginning now. John, this is the way I'm telling John how to play guitar. I've been playing guitar since I'm 18 years old, but I don't play lead guitar. I just play rhythm guitar and a little finger picking here and there. So I said, John, do this. Bum, 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 bum. So he does it, of course. So after he played down all the lead guitar in six tracks, I said, John, you know what? My lead guitar really sucked. Would you please do it? Overdo it. So he put down the rhythm guitar behind all mine. And I'm a country rockabilly singer. But I can sing anything. I'm very versatile. So that I talked about enough myself. The problem is you don't know these things. But all these other people that have to listen to my show like a few times, like, you know, a month, they have to, like, hear it all over and over again. So I have to, like, if you have any suggestions, please do, like now that you have
Well, Nancy, it's been great having you on my show. I'm glad all our listeners are listening to where you're going and what you're doing in your past and your history and all these different people that have been on your album. I really like it, and I thank you so much for coming in.
I wish you had come in. I wish I was. I miss that. I miss seeing people, like having them come right to the studio. That's so fun, and I would do a whole hour then. Like Vinny and I, Vinny was on twice, and not your Vinny, but, you know, my Vinny, but Vinny Lopez, and he's still hysterical. And I would say, Vinny, I'm not going to talk any. And he'd go, oh, talk all you want. What's wrong? Nancy, we love your stories. Come on, tell us some more stories. He doesn't help me out at all. He's an enabler.
I think I'm an enabler, too.
I think you are, but you know what? You've never been on my show before, so you didn't know, and I didn't warn you. So I'm going to write, if you have any suggestions, I am going to, at the beginning of my shows, I'm even going to put it in my promotion. I'm going to say, look, I have a little bit of a problem with talking too much. Oh, gosh. Mike.
Yes.
Mike. I just want to thank you for coming on my show. I really do. And I want to thank you for the times that I have seen you, because you are one of the funniest men that I have seen and funniest comedians that I've seen. And I got to tell you, and I'm going to tell everyone, a lot of people don't know it, but Mike Marino is running for the presidential comedian in the year 2016. He's running for president. And
I think
of all the people in the world, that I think that we should have Mike Marino as president.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am in the running, and it's not a joke, so tell your listeners to just go to MikeMarino.net, log on, and cast a vote.
Really? I know it.
Yes. All you got to do is cast a vote. And if they want to call me, well, you can't really call me, but just write to me. I promise I'll write
you
back.
I have your number now.
Yeah.
I've got your number.
Hey, oh, good for you.
You know, good for me. Oh, Mike. Mike. That's all I can say. It's Mike. You are a bad boy. I wish I knew you when I was younger. I mean, I wish. I don't know what I wished. I hope you come up to Sawa tonight. It's going to be a really fun night. And the bartenders sing as well. Now, you know,
right?
I don't always just, I don't just talk about myself. Oh, and I have like 6 nonprofit organizations that I, and they all have been on my show, and I really do have to promote them now. But, you know, I got to say, you know, I do talk about myself, but I think I talk a lot more about other people than I do about myself, and I always talk good things about other people. I don't ever, like, I may think bad things about other people to myself, but I never say them, I don't like to gossip or anything like that. I like to respect everyone as well, and but I am going to stop talking as much one of these years. And I'm trying all these new ways of not doing it, but I'm going to promote my nonprofits really fast. And if you would like to stay on the phone to hear who they are, you're welcome to. And if you would like to say goodnight, that would be okay. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. And
you're welcome
if you listen,
anytime. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Mike, and listen, if you get a chance, go and listen to my solo show last night, because my solo show was really mostly about you, because I had the whole half an hour, and I didn't have you, and so I just, you know, talked about, I think that what I wrote in my promotion was very good, and so I read it, and I talked about you, and other comedians, and it was fine. I have no problem doing solo shows. Thank God I've only had to do, like, I think that was just the second in 3 years. So, so it's really good. It's going really good. So I'm going to send you, I'll send it in a private message, my album, and you can click on it and listen to it, and I think you'll like it. And why don't you come out, if you're not too tired, I know you're getting ready to leave and all that, but if you get a chance, the sushi is wonderful. It's a great ambiance, and the bartenders even sing, and it's going to be a really fun celebration, and it's early. It's from 8 to 11. That's what I love. It's early. It's going to be a very, very fun time tonight. I know a lot of people from Asbury are coming tonight, so it should be cool.
Okay.
So with that, Mike, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate
it. You.
I really do. I mean, it's been a long time coming. I think when I first met you, I asked you to come on my show, and you know, now that I do it at home, it's so much easier to have people on. It's different though than face to face, which I like. So we'll see. I might be going back on a station where I can do the face-to-face hourly thing, because I do kind of miss that now a little bit. Mike,
all right.
Take it easy. Enjoy Sunday. Maybe we'll be able to pop up and see you. I don't know what Trina and I are up to, but I'm going to post all your shows. And please keep us informed. And, oh, also, anytime you want, feel absolutely free. Feel free to post all of your promotion on my Nancy Ryan page, because I'll take that and I'll post that on my Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park page, and then I'll take it and I'll post it on my Inside and Outside the Fabulous Grand Arcade page, and then I'll promote it on my LinkedIn and Twitter pages. And it's like, I mean, you really don't need it, but believe me, there are lots of people out there that love me.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and I'm going to get going now, and I hope everybody continues to love you, and I will see you on.
And love you.
You got it.
And love you, right. And they do. Okay, Mike, good night. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I'm going to do my nonprofits. Okay, everybody, well, that was Mike Marino one of my favorite all-time comedians, you know, from New Jersey. Fantastic, phenomenal comedian. You have to come and see him. I mean, if you haven't seen Mike, you've got to see him. And he's been on, I mean, he told us some about him, but I know more about this fellow, and I know he's been on every major comedy show on TV in the world, you know, so, and he's, you know, getting ready to just blast out, like in a jet, take Vinny and the baseball bat and go to Dubai and all these other countries worldwide, and I just am very happy for him. I think that he really deserves it. He's a hard worker. He gets on that stage and